This is the Balanced Artist Podcast, where we help the purpose-driven creator's journey suck a little less and thrive a little more. Hosted by award-winning musician, TEDx speaker, and comedian Rory Gardner.
Who?
We chat with experts who help level up your creative career by reframing your lifestyle as a balanced artist.
Hello and welcome back to the Balanced Artist Podcast. It's good to see you. What if instead of approaching our craft from a self-serving perspective, we switch to a solution-based mindset? You're like, what are you talking about? Well, let me tell you, at the end of the day, we do things for us, right? The creative outlet is good for our anxiety or our mental state, or the affirmation is good for our ego. You know, like we love that feedback from the crowd, depending on what it is that you do. But what if your art solved problems for others? In some cases, technically, it does. George Clooney was going out for auditions back in the early days, and he wasn't getting cast. Okay, how can a good-looking guy like that not get cast in shows? Are you kidding me? In the audition process, there was always this slight stench of desperation. And, you know, with the audition process comes like a layer of anxiety that just impedes your performance on a subconscious level. You can't really put your finger on it, but it's definitely there. And to overcome this cycle, he flipped the switch in auditions. So instead of being like every other desperate actor that walked through the door, hoping to get their role for themselves, their career, or their bank account, he was going to be the solution to the casting agent's problem. Now, casting agents, they're not your enemy. Like in anytime someone new walks through the door, they want you to succeed. They want you to be the solution to their problem. They want you to be the perfect candidate for the role so that they can close the books and move on to the next stage of production. So when Clooney decided that he was going to approach this as the solution to the casting issue, it removed this thin layer of judgment, and his unconscious energy came from a place of confidence rather than desperation. I remember a long time ago, I was doing the same thing when I was applying for jobs out of college. Like instead of sitting there and getting grilled by the interviewer, I was the one asking most of the questions to see if, in fact, that place of employment was the right place for me. And deep down, I was desperate and I really needed that job and that income. However, I wasn't going to let them know that. Same thing for dating. Nobody wants to go out with someone that nobody wants. But regardless of how unattracted you might be to that individual, there's just, you know, if they're sought after by many people, you can't help but to feel somewhat intrigued. You know what I mean? So how can you flip the switch on your own career? Like, obviously, you need to be qualified to do so. So make sure you've done the work that have gotten you this far. And once you're ready to face that gatekeeper, be the solution to their problem. Like, leave your ego aside and come from a place of humility. And I'm sure this is the key to unlock a few doors for you. So give it a shot. Let me know how it goes.
That's all we've got for this episode of the podcast. We have new shows every week, so remember to hit subscribe and share this episode with anyone you think could benefit from becoming a balanced artist.